Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This fall, fall in love with Cozy. Nothing says autumn like wrapping up in the rich, warm colors of Minky Couture. From golden ambers to deep burgundy and rustic browns, Minky blankets bring the beauty of the season right into your home. Perfect for crisp evenings, family time, or gifting someone special. Fall in love with Minky and shop your favorite fall colors today at MinkyCouture.com.
We're back with another Grassroots Marketing on CannabisRio.com, and we're going to go and talk about search engine optimization, which does randomly from time to time get talked about here on the podcast, but I'm going to talk to the host of a podcast that is strictly talking about SEO for cannabis companies, and that particular program is called High Rankings. And for that show, one of the hosts is here with me. They highlight the importance of having a strong online presence to attract and retain customers and patients. And they cover everything from Google business profiles, keyword optimized content, high quality backlinks, all as important factors for improving your search engine rankings. I'm here with one of the hosts of High Rankings, dispensary SEO experts. And more additionally, he is also CEO of dispensarygrowth.io, Charlie Hernandez. Charlie, thanks for being on.
Thank you so much for having me. Excited to be here.
So we see, you know, there have been a number of companies that have come in to say that they would cater towards the cannabis industry. We know that there are still some limitations in terms of what will be blocked or censored from certain particular chances for any company to be seen in a particular set of rankings. I don't know if it's so much through the search engine results, but more to social media. So we know that a lot of SEO companies, they make it a point where you should have a strategic plan to market through SEO and social media. Talk to me about that in particular, because of the fact that there are some obstacles in their way.
Yeah, exactly. You're 100% right. And given the restrictions, and to be clear, we focused down, we've 100% niched in only dispensary SEO. And again, given the restrictions, it does present some challenges, some very frustrating challenges. And social media, they're generally speaking, kind of blocked out of that. You're boxed out. Google Ads, you're boxed out. So, you know, with SEO, that's the most sustainable way to build the asset, which in this case is the website. So we've gone 100% into that. And yeah, it's been a ride working with dispensaries for, it's going on about 14 months now since we transitioned into dispensary growth. And yeah, it's been fun. We've learned a lot. And like you said, it's, you know, presents unique challenges.
Now, in that respect, you've also, to connect with dispensaries to help them out, you actually have been working with a company known as Mosaic. We're very familiar with Jack Blazier and the team there. We've had them on Grassroots Marketing before in a previous episode, and as part of our MGA biz coverage from last year.
Cool.
So, of course, your e-commerce and the alliance you put together is to provide cannabis retail businesses with unparalleled SEO and tech solutions. Talking about that relationship and, you know, where that comes through, because you talk about that, you know, it will help your collaboration with Mosaic demonstrates commitment to pushing boundaries and delivering innovative solutions that drive growth in cannabis. So talk to me about that a little bit.
Yeah. So we had met about 6 months ago now. We were talking to a dispensary and they said, hey, have you heard of this company? And I said, well, I've seen the logo. I've heard of them. Yes. And I hadn't talked to them before. I hadn't reached out, and at the time we were getting pretty close to Jane and Jane Booth. You know, it was early February when that was coming out, and we'd been really deep in that. And so I've heard of this Mosaic platform, and you know, to be honest, I basically just jumped right in Jack's DMs. I didn't know he was on the East Coast; he was in Boston. Mm-hmm. We hopped on. It was actually late at night. I'm Mountain Standard. I'm Denver proper. So you know, we joke. I basically just jumped in his DMs and and just pummeled him with questions. And to his credit, man, he said, "Yeah, let's hop on a Zoom." And I, he's a former hockey player, late Division One, so
right.
I like to say we, kind of went toe to toe center ice. And man, he answered these questions. Yep, it's this, and this. And I thought, all right, he's a good dude, to basically not just pigeon toss me. And we'll talk in a couple of days, kind of thing. He's like, "Nope, we're gonna do this tonight." And I found out that's a great product, great team behind it. But first and foremost, it's a good team. It's a great team. And, the results are there. So my team has been helping behind the scenes with some of the product development on that side. And, the results have been very good. So we're very, very excited about this partnership. So we will do the SEO as a service, the done-for-you service, the content, the technical, the backlinks, all that boring stuff. We take care of that. And then he takes care, with his platform as far as getting, menus, the menu and products indexed on Google. So like gummies, pre-rolls, tincture, whatever those are, there's easily found on Google. And together, it really is a very, very powerful offering. And we're super excited about it.
One of the areas I always talk about quite a bit is the fact, I've mentioned this before on previous programs that, originally the podcasting work we did a lot of before we got into cannabis about a good 10 years ago was in tech. So, for us, I got to work with, I was actually managing programming for webmasterradio.fm or WMR.fM. You might have heard of SEO 101, SEO Rockstars,
yep.
Really Searchcast with Danny Sullivan, and we've had, quite a few names that were part of the space. And a lot of big conferences, because SEO, say 10 years ago, we had the super conferences. We'd go to Search Engine Strategies or Search Marketing Expo was really at its peak. And these days, you might see it's not as rampant as it once was. There's been a lot of segmenting where I guess SEO has been pretty much in-house in other industries, plus the advent of machine learning and AI, that it's going to be a point where I think people feel like with SEO, there's not much of a human component necessary. So you can just get the algorithm set in play, and it should be able to go and help you generate, whatever kind of marketing campaign you want towards whatever platform, whether it's social media, whether it's YouTube, whether it's TikTok, whether it's, a service of whichever kind. I mean, when you see right now, I feel like it's been a fractionalizing of the whole industry itself. What is it about that you feel like you can do this and help harness cannabis in with the SEO component of being able to go and find that still is a priority and a necessity without feeling like, oh, we can just use some chat GPT kind of feel to it, and that'll take care of our SEO for us?
Yeah, and you bring up a good point, and we've talked about that on the podcast before. It's like, okay, now everything is so machine learning and MML driven. Right. What about the human aspect to this? Like, what if you want somebody to, kind of hold your hand if you've never been in a dispensary before? What kind of strain do I want for sleep or for anxiety or, whatever it is? And I think that's where we come in and we ask, during our onboarding process, we bring the human element. And also, you mentioned these conferences and, 10 years ago, it was Google's very different. Right. It's much more stringent with content now, with I think it was the Penguin update that just buckled millions and millions of websites, which I think is a good thing because it gets rid of all the trash that's on the internet.
And I mean, how many years ago were we talking about that now? That's more than a decade now.
Yeah. I think
Penguin and Panda. I remember those.
Yeah.
And those were like game changing. It was like almost as significant as the Google Florida update if you go back that far.
Yeah. And now it's, useful content is what we say now. And I think that's so good for the industry, where you can't just, go to ChatGPT and say, "Hey, give me a 1200 word content piece about the qualifying conditions in Arkansas," and then just expect to rank for that. Right. It's just not going to happen. It's no coincidence that after ChatGPT put out their product that Google, updated their algorithm for, quote, useful content, like right away, like immediately they put that out. So I think that's good. So bringing human element to a website is key. And of course, getting the proper keywords and optimizations, as that is very important as well. And yeah, I think that's why Google reviews are so important, massively important for local SEO. For this, I mean, it doesn't matter if it's national. Every dispensary should be doing SEO and should be getting those Google reviews because you can't really fake those. So I think it's good. I think those, you know, staying away from AI and putting more of a human element into a website is good. And that's what gets you rankings and subsequent revenue, of course.
I want to take from a blog from conductor.com. And it's one of those I've always seen out there, Seth Mesper thing. And that's a company we always used to kind of like run into at conferences. There's a couple of places I always go to, like, because obviously with SEO, you always have to be very, to find companies that are legitimate out there and you've known for a long time and that are out there and have done a lot of work. And, you know, they've had a lot of clientele. It's hard to kind of distinguish sometimes who comes in new to the space, and because there have been so many SEOs out there for 25 years that are very prominent. And then, you know, there's always this fight between those who have pioneered in the space, those that are coming in fresh and new, and who to trust. I think trust has always been a big factor. And one of the things too is that where you need to go and put your money down when it comes to SEO, because Search Engine Journal, they talk about their most popular global search engines and, you know, on a regular basis every year, YouTube and Facebook are in the top five of most popular search engines, embedded in the same list as traditional search engines. But then there's also their own limitations where YouTube only has so much you can do in terms of any cannabis-laden content. Facebook, they just really haven't allowed it. You're seeing a little bit more now, like say on Facebook or Instagram or anything Meta, but it's still very much limited. Twitter has been allowing more than in the last 2 years. So, I mean, social media, do you feel like that's still, I mean, to me, I would feel like social media is much more as important or getting to be slightly more important than what the SERPs are right now, what PageRank means, and what your listings are, you know, because maybe your social media platform ranks higher for you than your website.
Yeah, if your social media platform ranks higher than your website, you've got a problem. But I think it's a good thing. I think social media is, you know, we're also saying that LinkedIn is like the new spot for cannabis. And, you know, build your audience on there. And it's great because, you know, building your audience, building on an ancillary platform, you know, you build that so much, you build up your brand searches, your domain searches, and that helps your domain authority. And that's great for SEO. So I think, you know, doing as much as you can, you know, spreading that, your word in your community of your dispensary on different platforms, you know, within a reason and not getting dinged, I think you should definitely do. And I think it's great for a dispensary owner to do that because it only helps their asset. You know, it helps build their domain authority. Without getting too technical, helps build their domain authority and their name in the community.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Warning, the following ZipRecruiter radio spot you are about to hear is going to be filled with F-words.
When you're hiring, we at ZipRecruiter know you can feel frustrated, forlorn even, like your efforts are futile, and you can spend a fortune trying to find fabulous people, only to get flooded with candidates who are just fine. Fortunately, ZipRecruiter figured out how to fix all that. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/zip. With ZipRecruiter, you can forget your frustrations because we find the right people for your roles fast, which is our absolute favorite F word. In fact, 4 out of 5 employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day.
Fantastic.
So whether you need to hire 4, 40, or 400 people, get ready to meet first-rate talent. Just go to ZipRecruiter.com/zip to try ZipRecruiter for free. Don't forget, that's ZipRecruiter.com/zip. Finally, that's ZipRecruiter.com/zip.
A BetterHelp ad. Louis Capaldi partnered with BetterHelp to get word out about how important therapy can be.
or I struggle most weeks to like get up, get myself up and ready and go to therapy or, you know, whatever. Like even like to open the laptop to talk to my therapist sometimes can be really difficult. But I do it because I realise how important it is for me to continue to feel good. Because like, I felt the best I've felt in a long time through therapy.
Learn more about online therapy at betterhelp.com.
Now, as some of the normal traits that any SEO will go ahead and provide as what a company should be doing in order to get more presence, more visibility, more traffic to their sites, backlinks. And the fact is, they don't talk much about, there's not enough thing said about how much paid versus organic search you should be trying to go ahead and focus on, and how much you should be branding, you know, any particular searches for based on boosting any particular searches based on brands or the backlinks, the amount of backlinks you put on there. No, wait, talk to me about the but just some of the areas you feel like are most important for a dispensary that they should be having. Because one of the things I can tell you that in the SERPs, you know, I never get to see what a store looks like inside. You might see what the outside of a store looks like, but you can never see what's inside the store. You can show the products, but you can't show what's in the store itself. Like, talk to me about that part, about what dispensaries are able to go and show within, anyway, if it's inside the space, outside the space, what can they show visually versus what they can describe?
And that's a good point, right? Like, let's say you move to Kansas City and, okay, you search dispensary near me. And, okay, like, what's the first thing you're going to do? You're going to go to the website. You're going to look at their menu. Do they have the strains that I like? Do they have my, you know, edibles, whatever it is? You go to their website and hopefully it's properly optimized that they even show up in the map pack and the top three hits in the local area. And you go on there and you look at their business profile, Google business profile, and it should be exactly what you said, photos of the front, photos of the back and of the inside within regulations. And it gives the customer a feel, or pardon me, the searcher, the user, a feel for the dispensary before they go in. When I went and bought a mountain bike last year, I did the same exact thing. Like, I want to know where I'm going, what they have on hand, their inventory, who those people are, because, you know, it's a big purchase, right? And if you find a dispensary that you like, you're going to keep going. Like, that's your spot. So with that in mind, there's a couple of tips I can give kind of based off of what you're saying. And number one would be the Google business profile. So having the proper pictures up, and under the category, put cannabis store. And then where it says website, that should be a link to your local respective city. So if you're in Kansas City, it should be www.dispensary.com/Missouri/Kansas City. That should be on the website tab. And then on the Kansas City page should be your Google business profile embedded at the very bottom with, you know, with your name, address, phone number. All of that should be congruent with your information. And then everything on that Kansas City page should be answering questions and keywords and content about the local area. And then, of course, having a menu that is discoverable. So not an iframe, of course, because those just don't work. And again, something like Mosaic, great technology. And then the last one would be, you know, these are things within your control, because generally speaking, backlinks are kind of out of your control. You know, you can put up great content, you can do outreach and everything, but sometimes you're at the whim of whom you reach out to. So this is stuff in your control. So the first, Google business profile. The second is a discoverable menu and a way to get your products indexed on Google, found on Google. And the third would be proper website hierarchy. So like I said, www.dispensary.com/Missouri/Kansas City. And then everything on Missouri page, Google ranks web pages, not websites. Everything on the Missouri page is about the state of Missouri. When did they go rec? Qualifying conditions, you know, all of that. And then again, a local page about Kansas City. And then from there, you can page link to different content pages on your site about qualifying conditions, product pages, you know, cannabis flower page can link to your Kansas City page and vice versa, and then your blogs and everything like that. But again, it's Google business profile, discoverable menu, and proper website hierarchy. Those would be the three things that move the needle the most.
That's very solid. I want to ask you now before we wrap things up, there's also the area where, you know, we don't talk enough about local SEO or, more importantly, geo-targeting, because since we don't have a strategy yet, I mean, there's a legalization that has not been allowed to give us a chance so that, you know, like you said, this is a interstate commerce. You can't have, you can go ahead and try to do things where you can promote, you know, in particular states, but other states, you can't have that content there at all. Yeah. I mean, tell me about the updates or the new trends that are being done right now in terms of being able to go and have a company or a dispensary be able to go and promote themselves, but they also have to properly geo-target themselves to hit the right audience and also avoid the wrong audience.
Yeah, and that's a huge challenge in itself, right? So first and foremost, you got to have your Google business profile properly optimized. Your name, your address, your phone number. Okay, and then that should tie into your website as well. So on your menu, you should have a way, if it's a good menu and it's not an iframe, you should have a way to have all of your products on those product pages. At the very bottom should be your Google business profile embedded in there, right? So that there should be code on that menu that allows for that to happen. Okay, so that's one way. The second way is with what I was just talking about, the website hierarchy.
Yeah.
So dispensary.com/Missouri/Kansas City, all that content and keywords on there are respectively about your community. In this case, it's Kansas City. And then at the bottom, again, the GMB is embedded in there. And the third is citations or backlinks in the local community. So like they can be newspapers, you know, also on those pages can be sites nearby, you know, landmarks nearby, maybe like a strip mall. This is nearby this dispensary, and so on and so forth. And then building the website domain authority. So like with blogs, like I don't know, like Purple Weed, like what is Purple Weed? That gets over 20,000 searches per month. That builds, that's like a wider funnel that casts like a wider net that increases the domain authority. Or what it inherently does is it boosts you over time in the local map pack because your domain authority goes up. And then those tactics for local SEO, like what you're saying, that's this spear that catches the fish.
Let's go to the website, dispensary-growth.io, dispensary-growth.io. One of the things I really noticed when you come to the website, the seamless integration where you have website platform coupled with Google marketing platforms and e-commerce solutions all together, customer reporting every month, easy to understand, and you'll know exactly where your dollars are being invested and what your return is. And on top of that, you know, you have a free growth assessment. You actually target people real quick if you go to the website. So take a minute to talk about dispensarygrowth.io and what you offer and what people should be doing once they're on the website.
Yeah, so, you know, we're extremely niche down. We only offer one service to one type of customer, and that is SEO to high-functioning dispensaries. So, you know, we've been through the process of working with a brand new company before, and we won't do it. You know, it's almost a disservice. You know, as you know, a brand new website is very difficult to rank. So we do have a criteria with companies, dispensaries that we work with, and we can use our traffic projection to kind of map that out. So the idea is if you're ready to get a free growth assessment and get an idea of where you are in your local marketplace and what the value that we can bring over, you know, 3, 6, 12 months, whatever it is, we can hammer out in that assessment. So where are you now? Where are you looking to go? What's holding you back? We have the software and the tools that can build that bridge for you so that we can say in month one, you gave us $1, but we give you back $4. And then in month six, you gave us $1, we gave you back $25, you know, and when your reporting software is properly wired and you have the proper menu, that is easily reportable. So, you know, we take care of all the work for you. You just tell us where you are, how many locations that you have, and we probably already know before you hop on the Zoom call. But you just tell us where you want to rank for, and we take everything from there. And with this partnership with Mosaic, again, there is a criteria that we uphold, but a dispensary will not lose money in the first month. So they will be profitable. And I know, you know, with your background in SEO, those are pretty big words, but yeah, we know the value that we bring. And Mosaic has a very very good platform. And again, there's a criteria that a website must uphold, you know, certain amount of brand searches, certain domain authority, trending upward, X amount of keywords per month indexed. But if that's there, the dispensary will be profitable from month one.
Right. So, and also want to make mention of the High Rankings podcast you did last year. 31 episodes available now, all places you can go and find podcasts, and from the website itself. And from that, what can you think about the onus of putting that show together? And do you feel like after those initial episodes, do you feel like there's a season two in the works?
Yeah, and we're actually updating our website right now. Frustratingly, you know, it's taking a little longer because we're handling that projection software at the same time. So we're going to record episode 52 tomorrow. And this can be found on Apple Podcast, Spotify Podcast. And so we're right in the middle of season two. And we actually just announced the partnership with Mosaic. I want to say it was 2 weeks ago. And the last episode that we recorded was how we started Dispensary Growth. So really our host is Kaz Potts. We worked together at a cannabis magazine and we left. And he said, hey, wouldn't it be cool if we could actually bring clients value? Like, that'd be pretty cool. And so we went down this rabbit hole of technology, subsequently SEO, had an agency that was kind of anybody and everything. And then we completely niched down and honed in and are hyper-focused on only SEO for only high-functioning dispensaries. So premium dispensaries will get a premium service. And that's all articulated in the last episode. So, as you know, it's fun. It can be a little daunting sometimes recording a podcast, but it is pretty cool. You know, we enjoy doing it. She's the host. You know, she definitely has a voice for it. So it's been a lot of fun. And plus, you know, we get to go on cool shows like this as well and talk about the industry.
Well, I appreciate it. No, thank you so much for making time again. Join us again. Dispensary-growth.io, the podcast. Number one podcast for dispensary owners, the High Rankings podcast. And you can find all that there again on all major platforms. And Charlie Hernandez, really, once again, Charlie Hernandez, CEO of dispensarygrowth.io. Thanks again for being on with us. Really appreciate you taking time out.
All right. Thank you so much.
Oh, the car from Carvana's here. Well, will you look at that? It's exactly what I ordered. Like, precisely. It would be crazy if there were any catches. But there aren't, right?
Right. Because that's how car buying should be. With Carvana, you get the car you want. Choose delivery or pickup and a week to love it or return it.
Buy your car today with
Carvana.
Delivery or pickup fees may apply. Limitations and exclusions may apply. See our 7-day return policy at Carvana.com.